Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay. It's WTIC. We mix up some rants with some phone calls. One of the things I want to talk to you about on the live phone lines is somebody died. Did you hear who it was? Did you hear who died? Herman Cain, 74 years old. And the story says he died of COVID, which he caught when he went to the president's, what was it, Tulsa event a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? What does that say? What will the left say about that? What will the criticism of the president be? Does the president get blamed for that death because Herman Cain wasn't wearing a mask? And I don't know if you can be a supporter of the president and have gone to that event and worn a mask. What are your thoughts? 860-522-9842.
Thanks for taking my call. I have many complaints about the governor, but my biggest complaint is when I look at him, he does not look professional. I've been raised and taught many years ago that all professionals wear a shirt and tie to work or when participating in any work program. He is the only one among all the underlings there that does not have a tie on. Oh, maybe Josh is following his lead, but hey, Gov, put a tie on for crying out loud. Thank you.
You know, I don't know what we can do about this. I mean, I feel the same way, but you know, times have changed. What validity does the way we were raised have in a world in which the way we were raised is long forgotten? It's not like this is a constitutional thing or something. That's a totally different argument. Dan Rocky Hill. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Todd. What's up, buddy? Herman Cain had stage 4 cancer. He didn't die of COVID. Give me a break. He's 74 years old. Give me a break. Did he have COVID? Yeah. But everyone's got it. No one's dying from it. Give me a break. Next. Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
I mean, come on. He had stage 4 cancer, for crying out loud.
Thank you, Dan. All right. What's the next one?
I'm not done.
I know. What? Go on.
Okay. I'm calling about that idiot who said that Trump did millions of dollars for about voter fraud and came up empty. Guess what? He didn't. You have to challenge these idiots, man. He didn't come up empty. He found millions of voter fraud. And, you know, because this guy read 3 articles. I've read 300. There's a lot of, you know, there's something about ignorance. This guy, he reads 3 articles from CNN that say, oh, Trump lied. And, oh, they're empty. I read 300 articles today that says different.
Today?
Today.
You read 300 articles today? Oh, not on that subject, though. You just mean in general.
Maybe. Yeah. And here's okay. What do you mean? Of course I do. Look, it's just like any time you look at reviews for a restaurant and there's complaints. If one person complains, there's 50 people that wanted to. So, look, I'm one vote. if they find 10 voter frauds, that means mine and nine of my Republican buddies just lost their vote. So this dude who said that, who's probably not listening, he's busy watching MSNBC, is laughing his butt off because, you know, Rachel Maddow is saying Trump's a liar. So give me.
All right, Dan, I've got to hold you there. But my point with this is the Democrats are the party of voter fraud. And this is, even if there's millions of people going to the polls and using a fake ID or whatever, it's infinitesimal compared to the way Democrats are rigging elections every day. They have robbed us of our policy. They don't make policy for the sake of the best interests of the country anymore. I prefer to shoot at the biggest target rather than the smallest one. And in the scheme of voter fraud overall, I think that the by far the smallest is the individual person going to the polls using a fake name, the person who votes twice, you know, they go for themselves and then they go for their mother because the mother isn't going or whatever. Thank you, Dan, for the call. 860-522-9842. Let's get another rant in, then we'll take some more phone calls.
Yeah, Todd, I guess you had a couple callers about their shattered dreams of people's vacation coming to Connecticut. I could care less about their vacation, their shattered dreams, the money coming in from tourists. You know what I care about is people being alive. This is a complete joke. Let them go to Florida with the lapdog DeSantis and get COVID there and stay the hell out of my state. Lamont is a brilliant governor, and he should run for president because he's 100,000 times better than Donald Trump ever will be.
Wow. That guy was beautiful, wasn't he? Got to save this clip right
here. Lamont is a brilliant governor, and he should run for president because he's 100,000 times better than Donald Trump ever will be.
So Trump is the standard that this guy wants to measure his presidential candidates against. How about that? I love that. 860-522-9842. All right, Mike in Hartford. Hi, Mike.
Todd, thanks. Listen, to all your conservative listeners out there, such as myself and other people that I know that listen, that press conference with Lamont should be very, very alarming. In case your listeners don't know who Zeke Emanuel is, he's the architect of the Affordable Care Act, who thinks 75 years of age is long enough. After 75 years, he believes you have no reason to really be alive. Look him up. He's a very dangerous guy, and this is who Governor Lamont has invited to be his advisor for coronavirus here. That should be very alarming. The other thing, which was very subtle in the way they rolled it out or kind of stated it, but it really created a tremendous amount of anxiety when I heard it. They said several times that children going to school, one of the values of children going to school is that they can monitor parents' behavior by those children. As a mandated reporters, we get that teachers have to be observant of kids with bruises and things, but it doesn't really stop there. A mandated reporter who's got an agenda could ask your kid pretty much anything, and your kid could say something innocent but maybe taken out of context, and guess what? Children and Families Department or whatever it is out here is going to be knocking at your door. And if you don't think that's reality, it has happened to people I know who are very good parents. The other thing that concerned me was that a reporter asked, with a straight face, I imagine, Governor Lamont, are you considering shutting down a town if there's coronavirus? How would you even ask that question? And finally, the other thing that was very, very concerning, Governor Lamont said, shaming other people is far more powerful than any mandate he can give.
And what was your problem with that statement?
Shaming others? Well, we're
yes.
Becoming a country, if not a state, of, Cuba has the same thing. This is how Cuba gets business done. If your neighbor is doing something that the government doesn't agree with, all you got to do is call the government. Here we call it shaming others. you know, this is just not the way we have traditionally done things here in this country. Listen, we all have a right to do things the way we believe we should, without being shamed because somebody, you know, believes we should be doing it their way. All you got to do is look on Facebook. If you say something that doesn't toe the party line, you have 100 people immediately shaming you. It's a horrible thing that we're doing in this country to one another. It shouldn't be happening.
Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, I did kind of think of communism.
Their parents. And when parents find out that there was a party going on at somebody else's house and there were a lot of kids there and there was a lot of drinking and there was a real chance for infection, I can tell you the other parents are coming down like a ton of bricks. You know, the power of shame is very powerful, much more than anything I can do by, you know, edict or punishment.
All right. So there's the power of shame. The power of shame. That was Ned today. Yeah, that was a pretty poignant moment. Thank you, Mike. 860-522-9842. All right, back to the rant line calls.
Hi, this is Sherry in Plainville. I have a suggestion for how to get the kids back to school safely in September. We should prophylax all the teachers with hydroxychloroquine. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Sounds good to me. This whole thing with the hydroxychloroquine is one of the bizarre moments of this era. It's so bizarre and so glaring in what it reveals about how the left is trying to rig the whole society through the control of media. Scary stuff.
Watch Enemies from Within on Amazon Prime if you want to see what's going on with this country, especially the corrupt politicians. Don't let live in Connecticut.
Enemies from Within. Amazon Prime. Will do.
God, I like to give credit where credit's due. Joe Biden, I understand, had a good idea the other day. The only problem, he forgot what it was.
That's the Joe Biden problem, no doubt.
Hey, Todd, these are excerpts from a one-page article by Charles Krauthammer, dated October 11, 2017, New York Post.
All right, I know, I already listened to this. Somebody sent me this email the other day with an article by Charles Krauthammer. And I frequently get these articles where you read it a little bit, a few lines, and I say to myself, this isn't Charles Krauthammer's writing. And then I go to Google and I search, I take a sentence from the column, and Krauthammer was a syndicated columnist. So if you search in Google News for a literal transcription of, say, 6 or 7 words from a sentence, or 10 words, whatever, then it would pop up 10 or 20 or 30 times, and you'd see instantly that it was a Krauthammer thing. So I take it, paste it in, search it, and I don't find any references to Krauthammer. I find some other writer for it, but I find one reference to Krauthammer, and it's somebody writing a story about how there's an attribution to Krauthammer that isn't accurate. And then I read a couple paragraphs of the original story, and they've changed some of the dates to make it work with the timing of Krauthammer's death, which was, I don't know, a couple years ago, whatever. So instantly it's revealed to be not Charles Krauthammer, and it bothers me that people want to disseminate on without doing any research of their own, simply because they get a spam mail or because their friend forwards them a mail, which turns out to be spam if you spend 10 seconds looking. So now you can hear this. This is about President Obama and his Organizing for America, or whatever that organization was called.
I thought these are excerpts from a one-page article by Charles Krauthammer, dated October 11, 2017.
And I trim this, too.
New York Post. I do not understand how living in a country with its democracy established over 200 years ago, and now for the first time in history, suddenly we have one of our former presidents set up a group called Organizing for Action. This is about how this works. For example, Trump issues an immigration executive order, the OFA signals for protests, and statements from pro-immigration groups, the ACLU lawyers, file lawsuits in jurisdictions where activist judges obstruct the laws. Volunteers are called to protest at the airports. The leftist media.
All right, so this is what I was talking about yesterday with conspiracy theorists.
If Trump sends 65.
I'll explain after news. Yeah, we're doing Rant Line. We're taking phone calls, 860-522-9842. You prepared for another? Well, so let me finish explaining this guy. He calls up. He's got this rant about this Charles Krauthammer story. He reads the whole thing on the Rant Line, and then I played it for you, but I cut it down because it was too much material under the best of circumstances, but it was also, as far as I can tell, fraudulent because someone had sent it to me the other day and I searched it. And it took like 15, 20 seconds to find out that it was fraudulent. So I'm just encouraging people, don't believe the crap that pops up in your email, especially just because it comes from a friend. Because friends will just look at things and say, ooh, listen to what Krauthammer said, and forward it along without checking to see if Krauthammer said it. So this is the end of that, again, just to give you context.
He springs into action in support of these activities. If Trump sends 65 federal agents to a site, Obama sends 100 OFA soldiers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So President Obama had this huge mobilization of young people in support of his candidacy in 2008. And after he got elected, he rolled that over into an organization so that the machinery of the campaign would never shut down. Now, this is what I was talking about with conspiracy theories. I don't see that there's anything wrong with him having a political organization. That's something any American can do. The problem is the conspiracy to undo the institutions that made America great, to get rid of our Constitution that Obama and everybody on the left works towards, whether they know it or not. They are the anti-Constitution party. I just wanted to make that clear. Okay? 860, well, why not? 5229842. Well, well, well. Guess who's on the line from prison? It's Michael Leibowitz. Hello there, sir.
Hello, Todd. You know, I was listening to your interview with Rob Sampson earlier, and a lightning bolt went off in my head. Oftentimes,
did it hurt?
It did hurt a little bit. Oftentimes, when you and I speak, both on the air and off, I'm very critical of the intellectual inconsistency of conservatives. And the interview with Senator Sampson was a perfect illustration why. I don't know if you remember, but he mentioned that he had the conservative caucus, and he said he didn't want to criticize them because they're his only allies. And yet, with those allies, he was still the only vote against a very bad bill. So the point I'm trying to make is, with such allies, who needs them? It'd be far
well,
better
he apparently thinks he does, because he's got to operate in a body that requires that you have allies. So there's certain situations where he needs them, and he needs to navigate those waters. I don't know how we can attach expectations of purity to people who are diving into the most impure of waters. I don't know how we do that.
Well, we do it because intellectual consistency is important, and by selling it out, we get nothing. And for evidence, I say, look at the state of the state and look at the state of the country.
Well, the state of the state and the state of the country are certainly a problem. I think that problem is in a failure of getting enough people to articulate a conservative message. So you could resolve that by trying to cut the legs out from under the people who are your only allies in that fight and stand alone, or you can try to bring them along for the ride and once in a while have them help you get some principles done. Politics is the business of compromise. I don't know how you enter into it and not enter into compromise.
Well, there's nothing wrong with compromise as long as you're compromising in the direction of freedom. My point is that when people are intellectually inconsistent, you point it out. You don't pretend that they aren't in an effort to keep friends. That's my only point, Todd.
Well, I think he went pretty far in making clear that he objects to their failure.
No, I'm not. This isn't a criticism of Rob Sampson. My point to you is that if we need to call out those who claim to be something that they aren't, lest we be confused as being their allies and sharing their views.
Well, in that case, I agree with you for the most part. Thank you, Michael. Always good to get your opinion in here. 860-529-842.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.